Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Happy anniversary. That's right. It's our anniversary. We're celebrating, ladies and gentlemen. We're celebrating 12 years of the Small Business Advocate Show, 12 years of our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, 10 years of our newsletter, which we just sent our 521st edition out over the weekend. And so we're doing a lot of celebrating, hoping you're doing that too when the time comes. Or heck, how about just right now? Just celebrate something right now. Find something to celebrate. Karen Kerrigan and I are doing that. Karen is an original. She's not just an original member of the Brain Trust, folks. She was with me before I created the Brain Trust. She's been with me since December of 97. Think about that. And we're just about to celebrate a 12th anniversary with her. She's the president and the founder of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, an organization that keeps the government's feet to the fire when it comes to passing laws, thinking about laws, proposing laws and regulations that affect you and me. Karen, thank you again for joining us. Thanks for being here. Thanks for 12 great years. Of course, the 800-pound gorilla in the living room right now, Karen, is the health care bill, right?
That's right. Absolutely.
And we've been I'm going to remind people, folks, this is an issue I've been talking about ever since I've been doing this show. It's one of the public policy issues. I have never stopped encouraging government to reform, but the reform that they're proposing right now, Karen, is not going to be good for small business.
Oh, no. It's going to be crushing for small businesses. The House bill, H.R. 3962, that was Speaker Pelosi's health care bill, with its taxes, with its regulations, with its mandates, with its spending, government-dictated minimum benefits, it's only going to drive costs up for small business owners. So it's going to be very harmful for the future of entrepreneurship as well as our economy, not to mention the quality of our health care. So
right.
Very bad. Over on the Senate side, the Senate finance bill that emerged, again, the same thing, taxes, regulations, mandates, but as we know, Senator Reid, we're still waiting for that puff of smoke to come up, you know, from Capitol Hill.
The white smoke, yeah.
Yeah, in regards to his bill that will emerge. He's been working with the CBO, I think, sort of feeding them different scenarios. And he said last night or yesterday in a press conference that he'll have the CBO score very soon. So we'll all know, as well as Democrats in his own party, what that bill looks like, because many people are in the dark. I think everyone's in the dark in regards to what his bill is going to be.
So when he announces the Senate bill, which as you say, has not been developed with a lot of feedback from people in the Senate. Only a few people have actually looked at it. I think they did kind of the same thing over in the House. When he releases this bill, then it'll have to be taken to the floor, right? It'll have to be voted on, and they'll have to have 60 votes just to get to the floor of the Senate, right?
Well, yes. The next step basically is that he'll call for there'll be a vote on the motion to proceed, and this won't be a vote on the bill itself, but it'll be a vote to bring his bill to the floor for debate.
Right.
And what we're working on right now with senators and telling senators is, look, after we review this bill real quickly, and if it's not going to be something that is going to help small businesses in terms of their cost and their choice in the marketplace, then we are going to key vote the motion to proceed. You cannot be for the bill and then be against it later.
Right.
You know, essentially a vote on the motion to proceed is a vote for this health care bill.
That's a technical thing you're saying now?
Yes.
You can't vote to bring it to the floor and then they won't allow you to reverse your vote later?
No, you can do that. We're basically saying that as a key vote,
I got
as a matter of principle,
if
you vote on this motion to proceed, essentially you're allowing this massive
health
care bill to go through.
Right. Now, when it gets to the floor...
And they can vote against it later, absolutely, but you know, why are you bringing it to the floor for debate if
right.
you're against it?
Well, and when it gets to the floor, it doesn't have to have 60 either, does it?
No. Now, he can use reconciliation, and he and you know, I've been sort of the lone voice in saying, look, it, watch out for this, even though some Republican senators and some members of his own party are saying, don't use reconciliation, it has to be bipartisan.
Tell the audience what reconciliation means.
That basically he could, you know, stick it in a bill, and he could, all you would need is 50 votes, essentially,
yeah.
to a procedural vote, get 50 votes, and pass it through, as opposed to the regular rules, you know, of the Senate, which is, you know, the 60 votes. So it's going to be very interesting to watch this over the next few days. If the bill comes out today, then, you know, there's still going to be procedures and things like that where the motion to proceed probably won't be voted on for a few other days. But he said
next week's Thanksgiving.
Well, he said he might keep the Senate open
really?
That week, yes.
Wow.
In order to keep the bill moving along
mm-hmm.
and to keep, you know, to basically...
But didn't he also say that, Senator Reid, when we're talking about, didn't he also say that... That he wouldn't be surprised essentially if they didn't get a vote on it this year.
Yeah, and I think what he means there is the vote on the larger.
Not he didn't mean getting it out of the committee. He meant getting
basically a full bill that the full Senate would vote on the
yeah.
final bill. You know, after all the amendments
right.
and things like that.
But he does expect to get it over to the floor. He expects that vote to happen.
I don't know if he does, because, you know,
yeah.
really there's not that many days left on the calendar.
There aren't really, are there?
No.
Folks, it's coming down a lot tighter than I thought it would 6 months ago. I mean, I have hope that that this thing might actually die a slow death and be a good thing for all of us and start over again. We need to start over again with some things that make sense. We'll be right back after these messages. 10 till. Welcome back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. The Small Business Advocate Karen Kerrigan is our guest. She's the president and the founder of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Karen, give us the website and tell us a little bit about SBE Council.
Oh, absolutely. It's SBE Council, CONCIL.org. Oh, you Google. If you Google Small Business Entrepreneurship Council or even Karen Kerrigan, you'll come to our site. There is great information on there with respect to, you know, for example, healthcare, everything that we're doing in that regard. You can sign our petition, sign up for our e-news, and also learn about everything else that's going on under the radar screen that we've been working on in terms of taxes, in terms of new bills proposed in the House and Senate that would be good or bad, mostly bad, unfortunately, for small
mm-hmm.
businesses. But there's a lot going on under the radar screen that's not getting a lot of attention. That, you know, we're working on each and every day that impacts the sector. And do sign up for e-news. We provide
yeah.
you with great information, business tips and trends,
resources
to help your business grow, et cetera.
Well, the index, Ray Keating, your chief economist, his index there?
Yeah, Jim, our small business index, our tax index, but at the beginning of December, our 2009 index will come out.
Right.
So that's going to be, I think, our either 13th or 14th index.
Right.
And so that's always exciting.
And we've covered it every year. We'll have Ray on in December to talk about the next one.
Yeah, yeah. So a lot of good resources and tools, but more importantly, ways that as a small business owner you can become involved. And that's what's going to really, you know, move the debate. And what has is the engagement of taxpayers and small business owners in terms of being very vocal
right.
about how they feel on these issues. And we've reached a critical point, and even though the other side is pushing, the big government side, we think we're still winning. And
right.
And we do need health care reform. There's no doubt about that. But we need something that's scaled and something
this market,
that will actually
this market
lower
based.
Costs. and bring more choices to small business owners. And as you and I know, Jim, these bills are just horrendous. They will not do that.
Well, they won't. They're not market based. They will not promote market solutions. They will not promote real competition. The government can't inject itself, folks, into the marketplace in the name of competition. That's just preposterous. That's just bizarre for anybody to even think that that could happen. Karen, I want to come back a couple of things on this healthcare thing to make sure people understand what's going on. If the Senate he's got to have 60 votes. Now he's got 60 Democrats counting Lieberman.
Mm-hmm.
But Lieberman has said he won't support this.
Yeah, Lieberman is saying he'll vote because he's a good Democrat, or you know, he's an independent. He caucuses
right
with the Democrat. The deal that he's made with the Democrats is that he'll vote on the motion to proceed. That is, vote to bring it to the floor. However, he is fervently against the public option.
Well, why would he do that? I mean, I didn't realize. I thought the last I heard was that he was not going to do that.
Well, you know, I think he's going.
You would know. I mean,
he may be going back and forth on that. But the deal that he cut, you know, with Democrats in terms of being able to, you know, the positions that he has on committees,
right,
et cetera, is that on bills like this, he would vote on motions to proceed. But he will vote, I mean, he will definitely vote against the public option.
But Karen, once they get this thing out of on the floor,
yeah,
and they vote, they only have to have 50 to get to the point where they take it to the committee with the House and put it back together with the House.
Well, yeah, only if they proceed to go that way.
Exactly. But if they are able to get it that way, then the thing that they put together with the House could look like anything, and then they'll bring that back to the Senate, and they only need 50 votes for that, right?
Right, right.
Which they have that.
But that, again, that assumes that they're going to, you know, go the reconciliation route,
yeah,
as opposed,
yeah,
to the six. Now, he will get, they will have, they will drive some Democrats absolutely mad. I mean, they'll be livid if they don't go that reconciliation,
mm-hmm,
route. You know, moderates like Landrieu, Nelson, etc., that will drive them crazy.
Yeah.
If
we will see.
That.
But let me ask you a question. What are the chances that the current direction of the health care reform debate could actually come to a halt and they have to start all over again next year, that this one, the thing they've been working on all year, actually fails? What do you think the chances are?
Oh, I think it's
50-50?
I think it's above 50% at this point.
Wow.
I think it's 60%. I've been saying all along that at the end of the day, I said this back in June, May or June, I think it still holds, that the cost of this health care bill is,
mm-hmm,
going to be the main barrier,
yep,
as well as who pays for it. And we haven't resolved that problem.
And average people across America understand that if it costs too much. They may not understand all the details in the bill, but they understand if it costs too much. Karen, thanks for being here. Thanks for 12 great years. We'll see you next time. Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen, SBEcouncil.org. I got to go for this hour. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.